Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Today is World Parkinson's Day, established in 1997 by the World Health Organization to bring more attention and research to the disease and support those that are living with it. World Parkinson's Day is observed on April 11th because today is the birthday of Dr. James Parkinson, who first identified the disease in 1817. The severe weather that hit Texas and Louisiana yesterday, moving into parts of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia today. So if you're in those parts of the country, watch out for that. If you missed it, the Trump train made a stop in Georgia and Florida yesterday. Actually, it was the Trump plane, and the former president spoke with reporters there on the tarmac in Atlanta for more than 12 minutes. No script, no cue cards.
Have you called Netanyahu? Have you spoken to Prime Minister Netanyahu? Obviously, the White House is issuing its stark warning. Do you think that the U.S. is not doing enough to show support for Israel, or are you going to go?
Biden has totally lost control of the Israel situation. He has abandoned Israel. He's totally abandoned Israel. And frankly, you know, he's a low IQ individual. He has no idea where he is and who he's supporting. He doesn't know if he's supporting the Palestinians, but he knows one thing. He is not supporting Israel. He has abandoned Israel. And any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
Trump calling out Jewish voters over Biden's handling of Israel, as he has done before. Trump also answered questions about abortion, about fundraising, about the Israel-Hamas war, all there on the tarmac. This was President Biden attempting to take questions at yesterday's bilateral conference with the Prime Minister of Japan.
Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a sec. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP.
I think the birds tweeting really
the birds
just
chirping.
Just really adds to it. Hogan, he can't even call on a reporter, the same reporters that have been covering him in the front row for 3.5 years now.
Yeah, more than just covering him for the last 3 years. They've been carrying his water. They've been pushing his message for more than 3.5 years. You'd think he'd be grateful and would be able to call them all out by name. At the very least, as president, you should just look up and see who's raising their hand, spot a familiar face and go, yeah, you.
Yep.
Nope, yeah, you. You know, you're next. It's just his lack of abilities, both physical and mental, that are so problematic. And again, while Japan was on hand to witness this, the rest of the world sees this in real time, too. There's no wonder there are wars breaking out all over this planet. No wonder so many other foreign leaders are testing America's resolve and testing America's president, because this guy has failed on the simplest of tasks. He can't answer a simple question about the only issue that Democrats are running on. No policies to impact our gas or our groceries or our crime or our southern border. They're only talking about abortion. And he can't even get the century right, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, Hogan, these are state approved. You were press secretary. Mm-hmm. You'd call on whoever was in the room, whoever had their hand up. These are state approved reporters with pre-approved questions. And by the way, back to the 20th century thing, it's 2024. We're a quarter of the way through the 21st century. Mm-hmm. All right. It's not like it's 2001 or something or 2002. And boy, you're still making that mistake, like, you know, writing the wrong year on a check, or something. It's 2024, you bonehead.
That's Rob Finnerty, co-host of Wake Up America, with former Trump campaign spokesman Hogan Gidley. Who do I call on next? Wait a minute. I have my list. You heard Biden say that. And as Rob Finnerty said, the president knows ahead of time exactly what reporters are going to be in there. The same reporters are going to be in the front row, two rows that have been there for years. And remember, in his 50-plus years there in Washington, this is absolutely the best, most locked-in Joe Biden we've ever seen, according to Joe Scarborough over at MSNBC. President Biden is welcoming Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the president of the Republic of the Philippines, to the White House today for a trilateral session with him and the president of Japan. Can't wait to see or hear that. And let me go back to the former president's visit to Atlanta yesterday for a moment, where he also made a stop at a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Hello, everybody. Get ready for a milkshake. You got plenty of
buying a round of milkshakes and speaking with supporters, including a young black voter who said she doesn't care what the media says about him. She loves him and got herself a picture with the former president as well. This is Bianca De La Garza with former Director of National Intelligence and former Ambassador Rick Grenell.
Rick Grenell, Ambassador Grenell, good to have you with us today.
Nice to see you, Bianca.
You know, something that that woman said just struck me, and I think that it's not just in Atlanta. It maybe is echoed across the nation. She says, we don't care what the media says about you. We support you. And I think it is a lot of the big media, the legacy media, that has been sort of exposed through all of this, through Bragg's novel case, through Fannie Willis, and, you know, what we've learned about her hiring her lover and wasting these taxpayer dollars. A special grand jury that couldn't indict, then a grand jury. They make him get a mugshot. And look at the people here. They want the shot today, hugging him. It's been foiled every turn, Ambassador.
Yeah, look, I thought those pictures today were just really remarkable. It really shows just how out of touch Washington, D.C. media, how all of them are just out of touch. We see constantly the truth versus what they push. And, you know, I'm somebody who gets attacked by the media constantly. Donald Trump gets attacked. Lots of conservatives constantly are attacked. But I think the narrative is falling away. When you look at that scene just now in Atlanta, you see groups that have traditionally voted Democrat completely coming over and rejecting the Democrats and saying, I'm with Donald Trump. We've got a real problem in the media. We talk about that a lot. You know, from my standpoint in terms of foreign policy, I see the same thing. The media, you know, are literally saying one thing about the war in Israel and the war in Ukraine, and the facts show something else.
They sure do.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza. And I mentioned that President Trump also had a stop in Florida yesterday. He was here in Orlando. It was for a private fundraiser, not heavily covered by the media, but was at the home of a very popular attorney here, Dan Newland, big Trump supporter. I said a very popular attorney. That's almost like an oxymoron, right? But no, people really do like this guy. So going back to Rick Grenell, the problem, as Rick Grenell says, with the media, the bias, the slant in the mainstream media was exposed even more by an op-ed from a veteran NPR reporter who, among other things, pointed out the fact that there are zero Republicans and 87 Democrats in the government-funded NPR newsroom. This is Carl Higbee.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that's NPR and PBS's parent company, they receive $525 million of our tax dollars every year, so, well, at least this year in 24, with salaries for some of their on-air personalities and campaign activists receiving $400K a year. Some of these people I've never even heard of, much of which is subsidized by our tax dollars. I have a problem with that. Our money should not be used to push single-stance narrative and unchallenged propaganda and liberal talking point. That's what MSNBC and CNN are for. They don't take our tax dollars. But what do they all have in common? I mean, no one really takes them seriously because they get it wrong all the time. And when they don't like the narrative, they just say there's no evidence. When they do like the narrative, they will put on anybody to say that there is evidence, but they'll never ask to see it.
I don't know if you're ready for this. Russian spies, again. Hunter Biden had been associated with Burisma for a year and a half at that point, with no indication that he had tried to influence U.S. policy towards Ukraine or Burisma.
There's just been no evidence. They've been given a ton of opportunities. James Comer, last night on Hannity, what's the evidence? Hannity pleading with him, show us something. Well, all we have is smoke. We don't have any fire.
The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning.
And Trump himself doesn't even believe the hacking took place. There are some indications that the Russians hacked Republicans too during the campaign, but didn't release what they captured. That could mean there's a file in Moscow on Trump and other top Republicans.
I'm telling you, the people who are running MSNBC are not running a constant political campaign. No. They're just running a TV network.
MSDNC is a political campaign for Democrats. And I'm not the only one who thinks that. An NPR defector came out and wrote this piece. He said, I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust. And the tagline, Ori Berliner, a veteran at public radio institution, says the network lost its way when it started telling listeners how to think. Look, I don't exactly hold back when describing most liberals in journalism. And sometimes people say, oh, Carl, you're so harsh. Like, go a little bit easier on him. But this guy, in his own words, literally described himself as if it was coming out of my mouth. He wrote, as liberals, EV driving, Wordle playing, tote bag carrying, coastal elite. It doesn't precisely describe me, but it's not far off. I'm Sarah Lawrence educated, was raised by a lesbian peace activist mother. I drive a Subaru, and Spotify says my listening habits are most similar to people in Berkeley. I fit the NPR mold. I'll cop to that. Oh my God. I found that part quite entertaining and vindicating, knowing that I've been hitting the nail on the head with these people my entire media career. But he did have an interesting perspective, noting that, quote, 25 years ago, when he had gotten the job at NPR, they reported the news. He admitted that NPR has always had a liberal bend, but during most of my tenure here, an open-minded, curious culture prevailed. We were nerdy, but not knee-jerk activist or scolding. Yep. There is no open mind anymore, clearly, with zero Republicans in their newsroom.
There was a time when people in the news business, including NPR, were all NPA, non-party affiliation, or registered independents. Obviously, you're going to have your own thoughts and beliefs and opinions. Everyone has an opinion, right? But typically, journalists were not registered with any one particular party. Obviously, the news business has changed a great deal, but zero Republicans in a government-funded newsroom or news team is a problem. Carl also spoke about it with RNC co-chair Laura Trump.
Laura Trump, RNC co-chair. Laura, you know, you guys, since 2015, since he came down the escalator, have battled fake information, and yet, with less money than everybody else, have come out on top most times.
Yeah, and honestly, this stuff should shock no one. You just played some of the greatest hits there from Adam Schiff. When does he get his day? When is he ever accountable for any of the lies that he told? And the problem, Carl, with NPR, with all the left-leaning media, is that people actually believe this stuff, and it is very detrimental to our country. And you see that evidenced every single day. Yes, if you want to look at a family, and I'll say a man in Donald Trump, who has had nothing but misinformation and disinformation, as they like to say on the other side of the aisle, thrown at him every single day. I mean, there's never been anyone in history, I don't think, that has taken as much incoming as Donald Trump. And yet every day it feels like we are vindicated in so many spaces, because at some point, Carl, the truth ultimately comes out. This stuff is really scary, but what you said at the very end there, I think, is right. People are starting to wake up, because you can only lie to people for so long. You can only tell people for so long. Things are going great. Your life is going well. When people know full well something is off, something isn't right, and when the rubber meets the road and it really impacts people day to day in their everyday life, they do start to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, even DJT posted to Truth Social about NPR. He said, no more funding for NPR, liberal disinformation machine. Yeah, these were the same people, Laura, who pushed the, you know, very fine people on both sides, but only played the first 5 seconds of the soundbite. And there are actually people, to your point, that believe that Donald Trump was calling neo-Nazis very fine people. Even if you listen 5 seconds longer, he says, not the neo-Nazis.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But this is the game they play. And everyone should pay attention, because it is not hyperbole to compare what's going on in this country right now to countries like, you know, Russia, like China, with state-run news. That is what you get whenever you have a stranglehold on the mass media and what people are receiving in terms of information. Mm-hmm. And you're not giving them real information. You're giving them a slanted viewpoint. I think it was 87-0 Democrats, Republicans in this NPR newsroom. That is very problematic. It is very detrimental to a country. And I can tell you, we're paying close attention to it at the RNC. I think what we've all learned over the past 8 years since Donald Trump really exposed a lot of this is we have to attack things in a bit of a different way. We're never going to get a fair shake from these people. So we have to go around them. And the great news is we have one of the all-time great communicators in Donald Trump himself. And if you ever have to, if you ever wonder what he's thinking, he will tell you. Yes. You never have to think twice about it.
That is what I love about it.
Carl Higbee with Laura Trump. And did you see this? Probably not, because you probably don't watch MSNBC, who interviewed Stormy Daniels' former attorney, Michael Avenatti, from prison. This all as they want to build up the Donald Trump hush money trial, but it didn't turn out the way they were likely hoping it would.
I think what I'm about to say is going to surprise a lot of people, and that is that, you know, I think this is the wrong case at the wrong time, Ari. I think that the case is in many ways stale at this juncture. You're talking about conduct that occurred some 8 years ago. I think the fact that it's occurring in state court in New York is a mistake. And I think that when you are going to potentially deprive tens of millions of Americans of their choice for the presidency of the United States.
But Laura, you know, this for him to come around and say that, I mean, that would, like, Stormy Daniels was once his client.
Right. You know, and that's the crazy thing about it, Carl. That's how he got famous, was because he represented Stormy Daniels. Something else he said in that prison interview that he gave is, you know what I found out? Is a lot of information Stormy Daniels told me as her own attorney was false and bad information. So I went out on TV to represent her, and a lot of it was a bunch of lies. But one of the things he said there, I think, is very important, because he's exactly right. Their attempt right now to deprive the American public of their choice of president of the United States is very concerning. That, Carl, is what you call election interference. And whether it's Letitia James, whether it's Alvin Bragg, whether it's Fannie Willis, whether it's Jack Smith, the goal of all of these things is to interfere in an election. That should never be happening in the United States of America. Yet another Marxist communist attempt to, you know, change our country for the worst. It's terrifying.
RNC co-chair and daughter-in-law of former President Donald Trump on Newsmax with Carl Higbee. And I'm going to close it out with some highlights from Eric Bolling's interview last night with Ted Nugent.
Musician, legendary rock star, outdoorsman, patriot, and proud to say, friend of mine, the great Ted Nugent joins me now. Nuge, we'll get to some of the other stuff right now. We just went through, you know, a bit of a monologue talking about Biden and the failures. And you know, I find this fascinating that he's saying he can't close the border. Joe Biden's, I can't close the border alone. But yet he will defy the Supreme Court of the United States and give away your free money to student debt holders because he wants to. But he can't close the border. I mean, are we supposed to believe anything out of this guy's mouth?
Well, Eric, greetings from the epicenter of the Remington Ammo Dump, the Man Cave Cuckoo's Nest, Arsenal of Democracy, the epicenter of effervescent masculinity. And believe me, you, sir, are what the Founding Fathers wanted all Americans to be, in that cockroach spotlight king. You're spotlighting a cockroach that everybody with a sense of decency, goodwill, truth, logic, and common sense, we know that this guy, whatever it is, whatever this freak is in the White House, he's just a psycho liar. There's not a truth in the skeletons of the Democrat Party, and this is a perfect representative. The man is a liar. They're all liars, and everybody knows that now. That's why we're supporting Donald Trump, because we want to take America back based on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and freedom. It's so simple, even guitar players can figure it out.
Eric and Ted went on to discuss a story about a deadly ATF raid on a private residence that was highlighted on Governor Mike Huckabee's show.
ATF went to the home of Brian Malinowski. The agents arrived at his home in 10 separate vehicles at 6 a.m., an hour before sunup. We also obtained from the Malinowski family the video from their Ring doorbell camera, which you're seeing now. After covering up his Ring doorbell, They proceeded to break down his front door and entered his home. Mr. Malinowski grabbed a pistol that he kept by his bed and went into the hallway where he saw several individuals in the darkness. He fired at their feet. They, in turn, fired at him, striking him in the head, even as his wife was only a couple of steps behind. He died from the gunshots.
Ed, bring it home, my friend, from one patriot to another, Huckabee to you, to tell the people what's going on here.
Well, thank God for Mike Huckabee, because he is a real spotlighter of cockroaches. And instead of condemning the ATF that deserves all the condemnation we can muster, I would like to reach out to the ATF agents right now. I'm looking at you guys. What the hell happened to you? You took a sacred oath to the United States Constitution, and you are willingly, blindingly, soullessly obeying immoral commands, oath-violating orders from an immoral, oath-violating leadership. It is just a tragic time. Eric, there's nothing more dangerous or scary in the United States of America than when Fedzilla agents violate their constitutional oath and raid citizens based on a potential clerical effort error that had nothing to do with crime. This guy was the executive director, Brian Malinowski. He's dead. And all they had to do was go to his office and research the allegations. I mean, just like David Koresh, he went to Lone Star Music every Thursday afternoon. But instead of meeting him at Lone Star Music in Waco, they raided his house and they're all dead. The ATF has lost its soul. The FBI has lost its soul. And Eric, I know this stuff intimately. I've conducted raids here in Waco, Texas, going after murderers and rapists. I've been a sheriff deputy and they invited me, the U.S. Marshal Heroes. And I had ATF and FBI and DEA agents at my side as I kicked down doors in the morning in dangerous conditions going after armed felons. Who the hell let the armed felons out should be taken to court. But that's the same court that let the armed felons out. Eric, this is Planet of the Cuckoo's Nest stuff.
Rock star, renowned outdoorsman and patriot Ted Nugent on The Balance with Eric Bolling. Catch it tonight at 8 o'clock, right after Rob Schmidt and right before Greg Kelly reports. Keep up with all of the news all day long on Newsmax. It is available on most major cable systems. Make sure you're streaming the new Newsmax Plus as well. If not, simply go to NewsmaxPlus.com, get signed up. You can get a free trial there. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts with great analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Hogan Gidley, constitutional law expert and professor Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano. There's documentaries, special programming, and more. NewsmaxPlus.com. This is the Newsmax Daily. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you for listening. Continue to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.